Hi, this is Bimi Shavery, and I am here with your daily devotion. This particular episode will be slightly different because, as promised, I do have an episode ready for you guys. We're going to speak about our theme for this particular year, the new year that is beginning as we are preparing to enter into spring, is going to play a significant role in how this year unfolds for us. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. We're already in February. Thank you, Lord. We made it through January. We made it through our fast, and I have some incredible new things that I'm going to be sharing with you guys on this episode. So please stay tuned. I cannot wait. I know you guys did not want the fast to end. You were not, you wanted me to continue it on, but it's important for us to make sure we take a break and make sure we pause and allow ourselves to recalibrate and then go into the next phase. And so that's exactly what we will be doing. And I will be sharing with you guys on this particular episode. But before we get into it, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody for all of your support, for all of your contributions, for all of your dedication and discipline throughout this particular process. Also, thank you for all of your support for the podcast. You guys have been here. Some of you are new. If you're new, welcome, welcome, welcome. For those of you who have been a part of the tribe for days, months, weeks, and years, thank you guys so very much. I'm so grateful and excited and honored that you have chosen me to take whatever journey you're on in life. You've allowed me to be a part of it. And so I'm excited about it. I'm happy about it. This is nothing that is light. I don't take it lightly. I'm excited that we have built this community. So I am going to say again, thank you guys. Thank you guys. Thank you guys. Now, I'm so excited. I am so excited. We are in our year. And as you guys have been hearing me say, I'm going to tell you what the theme is. I'm going to let you know what the phrase is. And typically it is released at the top of the year. However, this year it felt very different. I have been pondering on this since October of last year. I've been pondering on it. It came to me in portions last October and it stuck with me. And that's typically how I know what my themes are going to be for the year. And I've been doing it this way since 2019. I allow myself to sit with it. What does it feel like? Is this where God really, really wants my theme to be? And as we know, we're coming out of this energy of redemption. Okay. Last year, 2023 was about redemption. It was our journey through redemption, going back in some cases, obtaining pieces of the jewels that we've left or lost, gathering ourselves, replenishing, closing off loose ends, really, really putting ourselves in position to really receive the fullness of what it was that God has for us. This is an amazing, amazing, amazing journey that we have been on. It has not been easy. It has not been fun. It hasn't always been glorious, but there have been some major things that have happened. There have been some major things that have changed. There have been some incredible impacts that have been made throughout this journey. And so this last calendar year and the year seasonally did not come to play with us. It did not come to play with us. It came to teach us a lot about ourselves. It came to teach us a lot about people. It came to teach us a lot about the substance of where it is that we are planting ourselves. And I'm so happy. I'm so happy that we're all here and we've actually arrived at this place in this space together. Now, I do want you guys to know that even though we are at the tail end of the year of redemption, we still are going to be growing through different things that year brought for us. That 2023, really 2020 up until 2023 and continual up until 2025, we're going to be into this very, very, very deeply rooted, penetrating space where we are really building real things and we're doing real things and we're making real impact and we're choosing to live in a way that is really, really free, fully. And I'm excited about it. It doesn't look like we would think it would look. It looks better. It doesn't feel like we thought it would look or feel. It feels better. And that's because we are really allowing God to align us. So this is going to be a year of incredible increase, incredible opportunity, amazing, amazing, amazing elevation. Okay. So the word, the theme, our phrase for this particular year 2024 is exalted elevation. And if you've been listening to our podcast episodes, I've mentioned those words. I've said those words. It has just naturally come out in what I'm saying. But that also is confirmation that God really, 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 really is in this thing. And so it's important for us to get real, be real, continue to remain steadfast and not give up on where it is that we are headed and where it is that we are right now in life. Now, I have an incredible 30-day devotion we'll be doing together. You will be implementing portions of a fast if that's what you desire. It is always necessary for me to incorporate pieces of a fast. And fasting doesn't mean that you're going without something completely detrimentally in 30 days. But what it does mean is you are making sacrifices. And that is what we are going to find ourselves becoming real comfortable with, compromising, sacrificing when it comes to things we have to do for God, not for people, but for God. We are having to really be on this path of believing, being on this path of really faith walking, being on this path of knowing that God really has us covered, protected, and safe throughout all of the things that we are in the midst of. Okay. Now. I will get into that towards the end of this. Well, I could go ahead and give you guys. So we will be doing 30 days of elevation. That will be our new fast that will take place. It will begin February the 11th through March 11th. And I have an episode where we'll discuss all of the details of that. It is going to be different from our daily devotion. We will still be doing our daily devotion. However, with the 30 days of elevation, it's going to be something that allows us to implement practical resources, tools, practices in our life day to day that is going to assist us with willing in this new year, right? So there will be things that we're going to be doing together when we're speaking about balancing our budget. We're speaking about moving. We're speaking about career changes. We're speaking about communication. We're speaking about relationships. We're speaking about cultivating desires and intimacy when it comes to rebuilding, when it comes to actually having the practical resources, tools, and practical assistance in helping us navigate our mental health. Health and wellness is more than just what you eat, right? Spirituality, having a real, real deep rooted faith is more than just prayer. It is action. So there are things that we're having to do. There are things that we're needing to assist God with, giving him full trust in as he elevates us above the ashes we have just come out of. This is amazing. It's going to be exciting. I'm really excited because we're going to be doing the 30 days of elevation, and we're going to be utilizing the devotional journal that is from 100 Days of Believing Bigger, which is the devotional that I am so excited about. I do journaling every day, but this is just so good, and I'm doing it with you. We're going to do this together. We're going to do 30 days of the 100 days together, and even if you don't have it, you will be able to follow along easily because, of course, I will share what that daily devotional is based on the book. I will also, at the end, there will be a journal prompt that you will actually be utilizing. I will be sharing on Instagram in our stories, and I'll also have our newsletter. We'll be actually relaunching February 11th with new newsletters and supporting with resources that can help us as we are discussing whatever that theme is or whatever that day is, that particular episode is going to support us as we're navigating through as well. So I'm excited about it. I will also be doing devotional videos. So I'll be doing practical videos and putting them on our Dallas Hope Dealer page so that we're able to follow along in the multitude of ways. So even though there is going to be an implication of a fast that is implemented into the particular 30-day challenge, it is not going to be where I'm not active on the outlets or the spaces, but there will be limitations, right? So I'm excited to get into that with us. I'm excited for us to delve into that together, but that's going to be on another episode. We'll talk about it. We'll go into it, but I want to speak about exalted elevation. I want to speak about our year. I want to speak about what is coming right this particular, at this particular time, why we are in such a very, very, very intricate part of our journey. 2024 is going to be about everything you've sown. You're going to be getting everything you've sown. Now, yes, people want to love the fact that we're going to be getting everything we sown, meaning I'm going to have all good things happen to me. It's important to understand that that does not necessarily mean that you will not have hiccups. You will not have moments where you are having to really be responsible and accountable. And this is not going to be that year for the faint where you give up or you're used to just getting what you want because you ask for it or you say this is work entailed. This is definitely reaping what you've sown previously, but this is also about the seeds that you're sowing now reaping rapidly. This is not a year of stagnation. This is not a year of pessimism. This is not a year of passivity. This is not a year of meekness. This is not a year of allowing other people to fight your battles for you. This is a year where you armor up. Okay? You're going to have to be armored up. And that means you're going to have to be walking, practicing, living in those things that you claim to believe in. If you say you believe in God, then that means you're carrying him on you. That means you're going to have the power to speak truth to things. You're going to move with integrity. You're going to move with this sense of power and pride. You're going to move with this sense of understanding that you are so connected to the vine that whatever it is you give your attention to is what's going to come into pass for you. This is about rapid manifestation in the way God has it spilled, right? God is giving you what you're asking for. He's giving you what you deserve. He's giving you what you put out. And are we ready for that, right? So this is about making room. This is about removing anything that causes any type of confusion in your life, anything that's causing any type of destruction in your life, even if that is those are things that you yourself are orchestrating. If you are the problem, you're going to be addressed. If you are the issue, you're going to be handled. If you are something that's causing the discord, you will be handled accordingly. So this is not for you to pretend like your hands clean when they not. This is about being real with yourself. This is about really reaping the depth of the work that you have put in to becoming who it is that God has for you. This is about elevating you above, right? When you speak about exhaustion, exalting you above means I'm raising you above. God is raising you above everything that was meant to bury you, everything that was meant to destroy you, everything that has hurt you in the past, everything that has made you feel like you're not enough, everything that has limited you, everything that has come in between what God has for you, what you are aligned to receive, and the actual space in between. God is clearing the path. So that means we're going to have to get real about some things. We're going to have to be faced with some real things. We're going to have to address some real things. And we're going to have to do it with a sense of determination that that gives God all the glory, but also shows the power of in the will that you have within yourself that God has given you. This is about real, real elevation, exalting you above everything you knew you were before. Everything you knew you were before. And that isn't easy. Okay. So I don't want to sit here and pretend that it's easy and it's going to be fuzzy and it's going to make you feel all good every day, but it should be a celebrating moment every moment, because every step you take, you're closer to where God has you. Every breath you take, that's another day to do it again. This is not about perfection. This is about real redemption in the flesh. You have now redeemed yourself. God has redeemed you from the naysayers. He's redeemed you from the attacks. He's redeemed you from the self-sabotaging ways. He's redeemed you from neglecting yourself and being neglected, abandonment issues. We're no longer telling the same stories, right? We're no longer telling the stories of the pain the same way, because when you have recovered from the trauma of whatever it is you've gone through, you don't even see it the same. We're not making up delusions about it. But we're not speaking and pouring into that makes us feel horrible. We're not going to speak and pour into things that make us feel less. We're not going to speak and pour into things that make us feel like we're without something. We're not enough. We're not worthy. We don't deserve anything that lets us go. We're grateful for it. Anything that we've walked away from, we're thankful for it. Everything that has happened for our good, and we are grateful for it. We're not sitting and soaking in the space of destitution anymore. We're either going to do something about it and do something with what's left, or we are not doing anything at all. We are not going to sit in this sunken space of pain and poverty and anger and distortion of the mind anymore. Anymore. So we're moving this year through this energy of, you know what? I've already went through that. I've already seen that. I'm not repeating those cycles. I don't even relate to that space anymore. I've exalted above the circumstances that kept me bound to a place that I did not even love myself. I did not respect myself. I did not carry myself with integrity. I'm not going from one extreme to the next extreme. This has been a progress. This is not all of a sudden, nothing bad has happened in your life. That's not real. That's falsehood, and you're going to pay for that. In order for God to get the real glory, you got to be honest about where he's brought you from. I cannot pretend that I have just arrived at this place where my life has just been blissfully, and ignore the fact that I've had to grow through some behavior changes. I've had to grow through some attitude issues. I've had to grow through some resentment. I had to grow through some pain. I had to grow through some neglect. I had to grow through some abandonment. I had to grow through some loss. I had to grow through being isolated. I've had to grow through fear of being accepted. I've had to grow through not having enough. I've had to grow through doing the wrong things for attention, or going in the wrong spaces to be liked, or saying nothing so that I don't cause affliction. This is us growing through these things, right? We've had to grow through that. Now, if you haven't grown through that, you're going to find yourself still in those same space, in those same circles, doing the same thing with the same people, doing and getting the same results. And you will be left behind from the people that are on the trajectory of moving forward. So you may find yourself on the receiving end of being left. You may find yourself on the receiving end of being ignored. You may find yourself on the receiving end of being cast out of people's life and existence, because you have become part of the burden they have been instructed to release. But on the flip side of that, it can do one or two things. It can provide you clarity of where you need to continue to grow, or you can ignore it and pretend they're the problem and stay stagnant. But either way, you're going to have to sit with that. You're going to be accountable, and you're going to be sitting with the results of the inaction or action you take to better your life. We've been on a path of trajectory since 2020, 2019, 2020. There's a new decade that's already been initiated. We've already been through the hard stuff. We are not done. We're going to continue to see worldwide calamity. We're going to continue to see corruption exposed when it comes to businesses and corporations. And we're going to continue to see people distort what God is and who God is, and actually begin to profit off. And all of that is going to create this ripple effect of destruction that God is seeing about. So we can't prevent those things. We can't change those things. But what we need to do is put ourselves in position so we're not in this space of feeling like we are obligated to stay in spaces to save people from themselves or fix problems that are above us. You're going to find very, very, very clearly this year that God has assigned you in a lane you must stay in. God has positioned you in a place you must stay in. And going outside of that will definitely prove to be detrimental to who you are becoming and who you are. So we're going to have to be real serious about our peace, real serious about what it is that we are devoting our time to, real serious about what we participate in, real serious about the behaviors we allow ourselves to continue to do. Everything that's done in the dark is out in the light already. It ain't hidden. It's out there. We're going to see it. And you're going to be exposed in the best and worst way. So be honest, be integral, move in this energy of being the fruit, right? If I'm supposed to recognize you by your fruit, that means you're moving with a certain stance. You're moving with integrity. You're moving with a sense of accountability and faith. And you're moving with this fervor about yourself that other people ain't got. You're actually proactively moving in the path that God has for you, opposed to fighting against where it is that he's leading you. We have to be honest with where it is God has us. We got to be honest with where it is we are. We got to be truthful about what it is God wants for us, because that is the only way that you are going to make it out of this thing alive. And being alive doesn't just mean in the physical sense. There are a lot of walking dead people right now because they have no soul. They have no idea who they are, where they are, who they belong to. They have no purpose in their life. They have not attached themselves to the purpose of their life, I shall say. So don't think just because you amongst the living that everyone is alive, because they're not. This is the year of elevated discernment. Everything is intense. Everything is felt deeply. This is where we have to be real. We have to understand the armor we carry. We got to be armored up. We can't let people play in our face. We can't be playing with people. We can't be in people, but in people's face playing. We got to be real with ourselves. We have to be real. We have to be honest. We have to be in a space where we are really, really walking in our purpose of life. We have been exalted. We are being exalted above, right? And when we think about exalted elevation, this isn't just elevating. This isn't just rising above. This is not just that, but putting you on a pedestal that is much higher than a pedestal you could have put yourself. God is doing that because you can't exalt yourself. That's a higher power. That's a higher source. And God has put you in this space where it's time. You have already accomplished being through all of these levels of transition. And although you have gotten comfortable being in that space, it's time to move forward. And refusing to is going to really do more harm than good. This is God elevating you above everything you thought you would never ever be elevated above. It's the embodiment of the prodigal energy, right? The prodigal son goes away. He squanders everything. He becomes, you know, a disgrace. He really defiles his body. He defiles God. He goes against his tradition. He goes against his family. He goes against his culture. He goes against all the odds only to come back to be celebrated. Why? Because grace, mercy, favor, because you survived. And that's God saying, like, I saw you, I covered you, I protected you. Even when you went against me, I protected you. Even when you did what you knew wasn't right, I protected you. Even when you may have hit hard times, I still protected you, because you are still here alive. And you're humble enough to say, I'm sorry. You're humble enough to say, I was wrong. You're humble enough to say, God, just please forgive me. You're humble enough to know that you yourself did not do it. So this is definitely a year of, God, where do you want me to go? Where do you want me to be? God, what do I need to say? Which tool in my arsenal do I need to utilize to conquer this beast? It's that energy. Very strategically placed, very intentionally positioned. God is doing a thing and he knows exactly what he's doing. You don't. So we just have to be obedient. Honoring our bodies, honoring our mind. What do we need mentally? What do we need spiritually? What do we need when it comes to really being positioned in where we're needing to be positioned so God can use us for his good? Where is it that he's having us go? And understanding that no matter where it is he's taking you, there's an assignment attached there. There's something you're supposed to do. There's something you're supposed to say. There's a place you're supposed to be. There is a lot that you're supposed to be exposing. And sometimes that exposure only is coming from you being there. You are the light that is illuminating whatever is in that space, whatever has been hiding in corners, whatever is under the rugs. You exemplify honesty and integrity and truth. You are bringing fairness. You are bringing favor. You are bringing opportunity. You are being God's assigned arsenal. You are the weapon God is using to do the good that he has in place and planned. And that's a heavy load. But you haven't gone through everything you've gone through for nothing. You haven't overcome everything you've overcome for nothing. You have not been released from one space and put in another one for nothing. You have not done all of that in vain. And this year is about rising above that. This is about getting what you deserve. And I know that sounds like, oh, I'm going to get the best. But sometimes getting what you deserve ain't that good, because you ain't been a great person. You haven't been the best person. You haven't been fair. You haven't been someone who's moved in integrity. You haven't been someone who's heart driven. You've been someone who's manipulated and deceived. You've been that chaotic force. You've been that drama. You've been that turmoil. You've been that. And God is going to work through you to heal yourself. And other people are going to be able to witness the work he's doing in you. And it's going to either prevent them from going down that path or rescue them from that path that they're already on. But either way, it is all on purpose. And for those who have been doing good, you've been good. You're not perfect. You've made some choices that you're not proud of, but your heart has always remained pure. You've never set out to harm, hurt, discord, distract, or destruct anyone intentionally. God knows that. He's in your heart. He sees you. He feels you. And you're going to reap the seed you've sown. There have been times where you have caught unfair results. You have been mistreated. You've been disregarded. You have been lied on. You have been handled wrong. And you're going to reap the rewards of your obedience, your discipline, your sacrifice. And it cleans your slate. It cleans your slate. When you're elevated above something and you're exalted above something, you don't even feel, look, or navigate life the same anymore. You don't look the same. Your aura changes. Your spirit is different. You're more spiritually aware. You're more spiritually inclined. You know, there's a fruitfulness that comes from being obedient. And this is where your heart is bursting with joy, because you know it was only God. This is a deepening of your identity in God. This is you deepening your identity when it comes to where it is you are, no matter where you are placed, no matter what it is you're dealing with, no matter what it is you have lost, your heart remains the same. And that's what God is responding to. So as we're navigating through 2024, it's important to remember the overflow that is coming in are from the seeds you have sown and the favor God is already giving you, because he's already seen what you've done in the dark. He already saw the work you were putting in when no one was watching. He already saw the life you were speaking into people when no one actually understood or knew. He already knows the way that you have sacrificed and compromised and overextended yourself to a deficit. He knows that. He saw that. And he's been collecting the coins for that. And now you're about to. So this is the year of promotion. This is the year of redirection. This is the year of actually closing on homes and get people getting married and people starting families and people having real happiness and joy and people being serious about their relationships and people being serious about their health and people being serious about their finances and people being serious about their favor in God. So they're being real strategic in what they do and who they encounter and where they go and who they allow themselves to be around. And they are arming themselves up with studying more, learning more about themselves and learning more about God and creating new avenues and paths and traditions for themselves that actually align them with where it is that God is having them to go. So this is not a year to play. This is not a year to walk away from where you know God is having you to go. This is a year of obedience, but this is a year of overflow. And so at the same time, even though it may feel like there's just a lot happening at once, understanding what is your assignment is going to be your biggest protection, because it's going to be easy for you to walk yourself in spaces that are not assigned to you. And when you do that, it's going to take you on a path you weren't even supposed to be on, which is not going to be good for you. So this is about utilizing your discernment, understanding what that is, understanding there's a thin line between insecurity, discernment, and intuition. You have to understand what voice is speaking to you. You have to understand where it is that you are being guided to go. Is that an ego thing or is that God? Is this a pride thing or is that God? Is this you actually following a path you're assigned to versus going where you're wanting to go because you think it's more profitable there? God is going to lead you places that is not always going to be about the money. So if you're looking on the sense of, the pay ain't that good, so I'm not going to go there, and God has assigned you there, you've just missed a blessing because you don't know how long it's going to take you to get a promotion. You don't know who in that space God needs you to meet so he can use them to elevate you. You don't know what God is doing. Taking that job can save your life. Taking that position may save you, give you so much favor you have no idea. Moving in that space may sound unorthodox and sound like it's too much for you, but being obedient is having that faith of knowing that it's all a purpose and God is going to have the glory and it's all for my good. So I'm going. You know, it's choosing what you know God is doing. And the only way to do that is to really be connected with his voice. How are you connected with his voice? Prayer, fasting, devotion, being in a sense of discipleship. This year, you're going to need to really be real about your faith and really practice that. And you're not going to be able to do that faking it. It's a lot of people faking it right now. It's a lot of people doing it for the glitz and glamour right now. It's a lot of people doing it because it's cool right now. It ain't that cool when you in the trenches. It ain't that cool when you having to be Job. It ain't. People can talk about the glory and how beautiful and wonderful it is to believe in God when everything is looking like it's good and all the blessings are pouring in. But when things ain't that easy and things are a little unsettled and there's a lot of fear, are you able to still have that same giddiness about it? That's real. When you've gone through things and you've really, 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 really grown through some stuff, baby, you know, choosing God ain't for the faint of heart. There's a lot that comes with that. There's a lot of obedience that comes in that. There's a lot of holding your tongue when that comes through that. There's a lot of ways that you have to really live and not pretend. I can't just pretend that my heart is what my heart is and pretend that I'm all glorified in God. Like, yeah, you can do that for people who see only with their physical eyes, but you can't do that for God who operates in spirit, who's intertwined with your spirit and heart. He know what's in there. He know what you really feel. He know what's really lying underneath that smile and that fake optimism. He knows the real. So who you playing for? Are you playing for the enemies, people? The claps, the likes, the whom, or are you playing for God? What you doing for real? It'll be exposed. That's all we know. It will be exposed. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to get into our prayer and then end with our daily devotion. And I want you guys just to be reminded that this year is about monumental shifts. It is about really positioning you where you belong, putting you in a space where you belong, aligning you where you belong. And it is a glorious, amazing, incredible time. But you got to know that it only is going to be that if you truly believe that it's possible. You got to believe that. You have to know that. Okay. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys so very much. Thank you so much for all of your love. Thank you for your joy and the excitement that you provide during the process. This year is going to be amazing. It's going to be monumental. It is going to create something that we are not ready for, but it is something so rewarding when we remain obedient to the ultimate cause. Okay. Now let's go ahead and get into our prayer. God, thank you so very much for your love. Thank you for your support on this journey. Thank you that you never leave us alone. Thank you for the alignment. We thank you for the grace, the mercy. We thank you for the bringing us back to ourselves so that we're closer to you. God, thank you for blessing us at our core. Thank you for looking out for us. Thank you for protecting us from the things we do not see. Thank you for the elevation. We thank you for the exalting of us being risen above everything we thought we would never be able to make it out of. Thank you for the clearing of the paths. Thank you. We thank you, thank you, thank you, because without you, there is no newness. There is no fresh starts. There are no opportunities. There are no rewards. There is no grace. There are no opportunities for mercy, and there is no provision. So God, we thank you for it now. We thank you for the purity that you are giving us. We thank you for the intentionality you are allowing us to move in. We thank you for the assignments you're placing us on and equipping us with everything we need to conquer it. God, we thank you for it now. May this year bring us nothing but everything you deserve for us to have and desire for us to have. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In your name, Jesus, we give you all the glory, all the praise. May this year be everything you want it to be for us. Amen. Okay. So I'm going to read our daily devotion out of the Moments of Peace in the Presence of God devotional. And here it goes. It's titled Practice and Perfection. If we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. 1 John 4:12. May the Lord make your love for each other and for everyone else grow by leaps and bounds. 1 Thessalonians 3:12. Love is a gift from God that must be used in order to be useful. The more you love others, the more your capacity to love will grow. The more you sacrifice for others, the more deeply you will care for all people. You also have the wonderful promise that if you love others, God, the source of love, lives in you. The more you practice his unfamiliar love, the more his presence is perfected in you. The blessing of love is twofold. Love others, and not only will your love grow, but God, the spring from which all love flows, will show himself more powerfully within you. Love is a dynamic force. Love reaches out to others and is God's energy in action. Dear God, thank you for your loving presence. Help me practice being loving towards others so that your love is fully expressed through me. Amen. The evening says, when you pray, my cry to him reached his ears. Then the earth reeled and rocked. The foundations also of the realms trembled and quaked. Psalm 18:6-7. He took me to a safe place because he delights in me and he saved me. Psalm 18:19. David was thankful as he recalled for many times God has delivered him from dangerous foes. He could not help but testify about the Lord's unfailing faithfulness. Whatever the situation, no matter how dire the trial, God always answered his prayers. However, you may wonder what happens when you pray. Does God respond to you as he did David? Yes, he does. He moves heavens and earth to answer anyone who calls to him with faith and sincerity. Although his reply may not be what you expect, he never fails to do what is in your best interest and what will ultimately fulfill his purpose for you. Therefore, Call out to the Lord with whatever concerns you. David found him exceedingly faithful, and there is no doubt you will too. God, thank you for hearing my prayers and for answering me as you did King David. Truly, you are faithful, loving, and worthy of all my praise. Amen. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so very much for all of your love. Thank you for your support. I look forward to this journey as we are headed towards such an incredible space. I know this year is going to be amazing for us. This year is going to provide us with so much opportunity, so much abundance, so much prosperity, so much healing, so much unity. And all it's going to require is our obedience and our ability to hear. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Until our next episode, may 2024 be an ultimate blessing for all of us. I love you. I love you. I love you. Please be gentle with yourself and be gentle with others. Bye.